Before I start, I just want to say that, one, this is actually a script written by me, so this is, like, all OC, and, this is my first, like, fully OC script. I'm really excited, and I hope everyone enjoys, and let me know if you want to see more of the queen herself, Miss Emma Frost. Oh, come on, Scott. Admit it. You miss working with me. Of course I'm no Jean. For starters, I'm not blonde, and I'm the one inside you, not the other way around. But I bet you miss throwing the Phoenix Force around like a rag doll, like you miss me doing that to you, don't you, Scotty? What? You're saying I care more about my bags and shoes than I care about you? Well, I mean, your name isn't Louis Vuitton, is it? That's what I thought. I know you love how honest I am. Is love really that strong of a word? I mean, I can see your thoughts. I know what you want. Are you really gonna play your bratty little mind games with me, Scott, after all these years? I don't even really have to read your mind to know you're aching to have me inside of you, marking you up, ruining you. Even if your head won't admit it, that cock of yours will. We're really doing this again. You know, if you don't want to, we don't have to, but we both know that pretty little mind of yours dreams of it. Of course I kill you, Scott. Are we ever going to get to the bedroom, or am I going to have to ruin you in this poorly designed hallway? Don't you dare try and touch anything. Oh, it hurts. Of course it does. Oh, and you think I'm pretty. Of course you do. You know, if you're good, you can touch my tits later, but for now, you're just my dumb slut, so turn that silly little overthinking brain off. Come on, be quiet, slut. We don't need the whole building to hear. What's that? You want to be gagged? Well, there you go, you useless fucking slut. Oh, you like that one, don't you? You're not going to get to come for a long time. But I'll edge you all night, and your clothes aren't even all off yet, and it's leaking. Pathetic as always. Everyone is gonna know you're mine. Who else can mark you up this good? I mean, certainly not Jean or any of your other famous friends if the rumors are true. Don't you roll your eyes at me, slut. You always follow orders to a T unless they're from me. I mean, come on, I can see inside your mind. I see your little talk back. Because it gets you off, Emma. Let's look further into what my little slut wants. You want to be pinned down, collared, and pegged until you can't walk. Is that right? You are the most perfect boy, Scott. So much more fun than all the others. So pretty in that little collar. Aw, you'd say the same for me, too. You know, you're so much nicer in subspace and even cuter in that little collar. I'm gonna fuck you until you can't think anymore. You'll be so full and sore. What are your silly little thoughts mean? Oh god, doggy position, come on. You look so hot all spread open for me. Look at those big hands all tied up for me. The man who can kill with his eyes diminished to nothing but a hole for me to use. Nothing gets you off more. Of course you could say the same about me, you dumb slut. Your cock drips with the slip of one finger all for me. You taste good. I've always had a soft spot for you, Summers. You take me so beautifully, like nothing but a subservient slut. But you look so good while doing it. I love yanking at your hair and seeing you all collared, and all your muscle definition marked up by my mouth. The big, strong, rule-following fucking X-Men crumbles at my feet. You're beautiful, Scott, and I know you can take me even harder. Look at me. God, I look good. Even better than you. What's that thought? Classic Emma. Dumb little slut talking back in his head from his gag. Oh, still leaking and haven't even come yet. I'm that special, huh? No thoughts for me, you dumb slutty boy. Now let's untie you and take care of that, because you were so good for me. You look so pretty in your gag and your hands behind your bed, with your cock at the mercy of my mouth. Ahead. You can come. You've been so good for me. Now let's get you out of that gag and collar. Of course you thanked me. You're welcome. You're the best boy I could ever ask for, Scott. Now come here. Come on now, I promised you my tits. Now, come lay in them.